live, since that love hath found me. And what treasures would I give that Cupid had not bound me? For his dart hath pierced my heart, I cannot endure it, and inflicted so much smart that no herb can cure it. Surely Cupid is not blind, but hath eyes to see with, and his dart hath proved unkind that he wounded me with. For it did all comfort kill when it pierced into me, and my soul with sorry filled, oh, it will undo me. Heavens bless my dying heart, heavenly powers defend me. Love need not use so much art and cruelty to bend me. For my silly soul did yield when 'twas first assailed, and to Cupid gave the field, oh, then my spirit failed. Cupid, what is thy intent? What is thy desire? Let thy bow be now unbent, for I am on fire. Oh, sweet gentle God of love, let thy arrows miss me. Let her whom in vain I love kill me, if not kiss me. What a pining life have I, what a sad condition. Ease me, love, and let me fly this lingering contrition. Kiss me, or else cure my wound. Oh, some pity show me. Can there no relief be found, but love must overflow me? If my worthless body must be thy arrow's diet, then convert me into dust and let me have some quiet. Let thy arrows take their fill, since she cannot abide me. With my blood come Cupid's will, thou enough hast tried me. Forced I am to yield, I see, and adore thy power, for thy art hath conquered me, and hath brought me lower. I that did before neglect, and despise to love thee, give thee now all due respect, and for pity move thee. Oh, sweet love, be not so fierce, but with pity moved, let thy golden arrow pierce the heart of my beloved. Let us share in equal parts, and prostrate lie before thee, then our joyful flaming hearts forever shall implore thee.
Cupid, hearing this complaint, fearing 'twould undo him, sends his best beloved saint, fitly fixed unto him. Cupid doth himself descend from his shrine of glory to complete the happy end of this lover's story. Longing lover, live and leave this thy sad lamenting, though the arrows in my sheave cause this discontenting. By my quiver and my bow, I swear she shall not miss thee. I'll present her to thee now, court her and she'll kiss thee.
That so with pity moves me. Jove forbid that I should hate or kill the thing that loves me. I am none of those coy girls that to death will doom thee. Knights and lords and dukes and earls shall not take me from thee.
What sweet words have I heard said, lovely, smooth, and even? Cupid sure hath struck me dead, and I am now in heaven. This is Phyllida I see, with all joys about her. Heaven cannot heaven be, if it is without her.
Short as Florio appears, as God Cupid chained him, he hath loved me 7 years, and I as long disdained him. But the God hath struck my heart, and put love into me. If Florio should play my part, 'twould utterly undo me.
Phyllida, O Phyllida, let me come and court thee. By love's pure and precious law, I vow I will not hurt thee. Saints with angels that are good, do as much as this is. I swear no motion of my blood shall mingle with our kisses.
To that, prithee kiss and spare not, and what more thy wouldst be at, in this fit I fear not. Love cannot be fed with air, kisses are but baubles, but let's be a wedded pair to avoid all troubles.
That's a real royal way to prevent miscarriage. There's no wormwood in the joy that is mixed in marriage. Quick, let's to the altar go, there to be made fellows. Men and maids are fire and tow when Cupid blows the bellows.